Adam, we've got a question for you from Jason, who I think has been cooking things in his microwave for too long, because he asks, how does a microwave burn food? I was led to believe they couldn't burn food, but he's is this the one where he's actually tweeted us a picture of some burnt bread?
I was unconvinced. So this morning, I did a little experiment. So I brought a little present into the studio.
Okay.
Andy's going to take this now and describe this present.
It's kind of small piece of whole grain bread. And on it, it has a very definite charred mark in the middle, like you've held it against a cigarette lighter.
Can you all smell that here?
Oh, now I've just got a whiff. Yeah, that's definitely...
It's also very solid and hard.
It is incredibly solid, incredibly hard. That smell, by the way, is the same smell that my flat now completely smells of. So don't try this up. So I put a piece of bread in the microwave for just 2 minutes, after 2 minutes, the middle just started smoking. And so you get this nice black burn mark.
What has happened? Because if a microwave does work by making the water in the food vibrate, so how can it do something that seems like, you know, a dry fire?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, the first thing that happens, say, is that all the water gets evaporated off, so you get loads of steam. Microwaves are sort of set at a frequency that water is very receptive to, which means that water is, you know, say, heats up. But all of the stuff in bread, in this case, is still getting slightly excited by the microwave energy. So it's just that water is normally more receptive. So you take away the water, what's left? Well, it still tries to absorb some stuff, some of the starch in the bread, for example. And so it also heats up and ends up stinking out your kitchen.
On fire. Yep. Do not try that one at home.